Ukrainian soldiers often spend weeks, even months, separated from their partners. So whenever they get a day or two off from the trenches, many of their loved ones rush to eastern cities near the front line on what Ukrainians call the train of love. NPR's Joanna Kakissis sends us this wartime lover's postcard.
No, I shouldn't say that.
No, not this.
We meet Ina Yermolovich and Yulia Dmitrieva a week before Valentine's Day. They've booked their train tickets from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, to the east, where they will meet their husbands, soldiers who serve in the same unit.
I enjoy even looking how he's drinking tea or how he's putting his shoes on. I like to see how he's moving, just to see his breathing.
That's Ina, a 30-something import manager, talking about her husband, Dima, their newlyweds.
After 1 month, don't see each other, we lose in mind. So if the situation give us this possibility to see each other, I catch this chance.
This is Yulia. She's 49, works in IT, and has red-tinted dreadlocks.
Yeah, I'm actually a spontaneous person, so I can today decide and go tomorrow, because sometimes he doesn't know in advance that he will be out.
Yulia and her husband, Vadim, have been together for nearly 14 years.
He's incredible. Yeah, he's very creative, and he makes people around him happy.
The women board a train headed to the Donetsk region, where the war's fiercest fighting is going on. The train is filled with the partners of soldiers fighting there. And here we are at the city of Sloviansk, the train's second-to-last stop. Ina's husband, Dima, is there too. She's the best thing in my life, he says. She's what I'm fighting for and what I live for. Then Yulia's husband, Vadim, arrives, running to the train of love to meet her. Like Yulia, he also has dreadlocks, but his are dyed blue and yellow, the colors of the Ukrainian flag. Vadim's face lights up when he sees his wife. They kiss, and Ina and Dima embrace. There are reunions all day at the Sloviansk train station. And at the train's final stop, the city of Kramatorsk. Every day at these two stations is Valentine's Day. Shops that sell flowers and chocolates are always busy, making as much money as they did before the war. In a cafe with their wives, Vadim and Dima say wartime separation has ended too many marriages. Dima says some wives go abroad and build new lives. And Vadim brings up a soldier in their unit who divorced his wife. She made us all these bracelets, Vadim says, holding up his wrist. After we returned from a difficult combat mission, something snapped in him, and he said he could no longer talk to her. Then they change the subject. Dima and Ina talk about having kids. Vadim and Yulia plan to adopt. But 2 years of war have also lowered expectations for the future. The main thing now is just to stay alive, Vadim says, and that's what we plan to do. At the station, the next train of love arrives. Soldiers holding flowers line the platform, waiting for the doors to open. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Sloviansk, Ukraine.